Hi there. The word for you today is on what you need in the wilderness. In Deuteronomy 8 verse 15 we read, He brought you water out of hard rock. What else do you need to survive and thrive in the wilderness? Well, you need water. You can live without food for up to 40 days, but without water, you'll die much faster. And it's the same in the spiritual realm. You can get by in life without a lot of things, but you won't make it without God. In the wilderness, God was teaching His people a lesson He wanted them to remember when they arrived and begin to enjoy the blessings of the promised land. Here's what God told them. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord who brought you out of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of the hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. Stop and let's note those all-important words at the end of this scripture, that it might go well with you. Look, in spite of what you're going through right now, God has great blessings in store for you. His plan is still in operation. But in order to handle the blessings He has in mind for you and handle them properly, you've got to learn humility. You've got to develop a heart of gratitude. And you must never, I mean never, forget that God alone is the source of every good thing you have and ever will have. Then God added in verse 19 these sobering words, If you ever forget this, you will surely be destroyed. That's how serious God is about making sure that we trust Him and depend on Him each day. Okay? That's the word for you today.